Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. I'm very excited to be back inside the building for today's edition of the Interview Hour. Today, we're doing something a little bit different, kind of expanding the range of conversations we have. I'm very excited to be on the phone today with Paris representing No Loose Chatter Battle League. I've been watching for a hot minute and I'm very excited to get into the conversation. How's things?
Not too bad. Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to get you on. Obviously, there's a big event around the corner, which I'm very excited to talk about. It's going to be the first event I'm going to in something like 3 or 4 years. So I'm really looking forward to actually getting back into the environment. But again, obviously, with this show, we get a lot of listeners from a lot of different kind of musical backgrounds, a lot of different interests as well. So for those who haven't kind of come across No Loose Chatter yet, do you want to kind of talk us through what it is as both a platform and kind of where it is within the kind of the scene that it's in?
Okay, so No Loose Chat is an a cappella battle rap platform. So we, at the moment, we don't have on beat battles, just a cappella. So that is basically two grown men standing in front of each other throwing the most creative insults. You know.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's such a cool kind of thing to watch. Obviously, over the years, I've had a fair few kind of battle-related people on the show. We had Jokerstar on a little while back. We've had a few people from Don't Flop on. We've had Crafty, obviously, who's the champ over on Don't Flop currently now, on recently. And we've had different people on over the years, and it's always been really interesting to kind of hear their insight. And obviously, No Loose Chat is one of the... I want to say in this current format, it's one of the newer kind of platforms that's really kind of plowing the way and really gaining a lot of momentum. Obviously, so you've had an event recently which did really well. Do you want to talk me through the success of the last event first of all before we get into the main chunk of what we're going to be talking about today?
So yeah, our last big event was the Final Process 2, the actual final of our tournament. So we have a tournament each summer called The Process. We've just got completed the second one, which we now have a new champion. Whispers is now the new champion of No Loose Chat. And yeah, it was a really good card. We had our first international booking for that card, a guy called Zay from North Carolina. But yeah, that event was successful. It was a good turnout. Everyone had an amazing time. We had a little party afterwards, so that was good. We never usually do that. That was the first time we did that. So, and then the one before that was our two-day event. Well, our first major event was our two-day event, Error versus Error, which was challenging to put on. There's so many battles and so many battlers to deal with. And yeah, it's a lot of egos in one building at one time.
I was going to say, like obviously, there's going to be people obviously listening and that have never been to a battle. I mean, I have, so I've been in the environment, so I know exactly what it's all about. But like, can you kind of describe the buzz of being in a room during an event? Because for me, it's something that I don't tend to feel anywhere else. Like, it's such a unique atmosphere.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's different for every league you go to. So the vibe you get at Don't Flop, you won't get at Premier Battles. The vibe you get at Premier Battles, you won't get at No Loose Chat. Do you know what I'm saying? So the vibes at each different league is different depending on what kind of style of battle rap you like. But it's always super lively. The crowd is always hype. There's always really good crowd interaction. So everyone loves it. It's a good time. If you've never been to a battle rap event and you're looking for somewhere to go, have a drink, get to know some new people, and just watch these people put these bars together in like such amazing ways, that is a good time.
Yeah, no, entirely. It's entirely. A good time. It's such a kind of unique platform as well, obviously, within essentially underground culture across the UK. It's such a unique kind of area where, to an extent, you are witnessing the kind of pinnacle of what lyricism can be, to an extent, a lot of the time. It's something I always find, from being a fan of it more than anything else, that sort of the kind of length people will go to kind of build this pristine material that gets used one time. Like, from your own kind of recollection, obviously, with being involved with No Loose Chat, like, are there any kind of I suppose standouts from the last couple of years that you would recommend people watching if they were looking at kind of coming to an event beforehand and being like, what how can we kind of work out what's going to go on?
What do you mean, like standout battle rappers
as in clashes, individual clashes?
Oh, okay. Yeah, one of my favorites from 2021, Georgie Roots versus Tony D. Amazing battle. Tally versus Tech, another amazing battle. These are all from the our 2-day event, the Era versus Era. And if you're looking for like older battles to watch and you've never really been into battle rap, then I would suggest looking at some of the old Don't Flop ones, because there's a lot of really, really sick battles on there from back in the day. Like when Shotty first battled Arsenal, that's a really good battle. Gemini and Tally. There's so many. There's so many. Like, you would just literally have to go on YouTube, type in whichever league, No Loose Chat, Premier Battles, Don't Flop, and just get into something.
Of course, of course. I mean, this is the thing. It's like a wormhole at the end of the day. Once you're in, you're just constantly going and looking around. I mean, there's been times where I've spent like evenings just sat watching either clashes and then going, oh, I remember that one. I'm going to go check that one out. And just constantly moving around. And it really is a wormhole you can definitely get caught in. Kind of following on from that, obviously, we are going to be looking at a new event today. It's one of the main reasons we've got you on to kind of talk through this new event, which I'm really excited to look through. I wanted to kind of first of all talk about the kind of the idea behind the event. Obviously, it's called Rivalry. Is there any kind of double meaning to this, like in regards to the clashes that are going on? Like, where's the name for this event come from?
Well, basically, because a lot of the card, as you know now in battle rap, there are a lot of crews forming. So we've got FTW, there's Barbarians, there's Penn State, there's ABK. There's so many different groups, and these are collectives of battle rappers, and this card is basically why it's called Rivalry, is because we've got guys from those opposing crews battling each other. So it's the rivalry between those crews that have made up these battles.
Oh wow. So there's it's not just one sort of set versus another set. There's like numerous interactive kind of scenarios going on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again,
numerous scenarios.
it makes it so exciting again for, again, it's the sort of thing that you can very much kind of buy into. You kind of learn about the history of different sort of things going on. And it's the best way I've always heard it described to people that haven't kind of heard it before. And I'm trying to kind of hold people's hand who haven't been to a battle event at this point before to kind of let people know what's going on. But the best way I can kind of describe it is like following a sport or something like that, where you've got players moving around different teams. And that's kind of the best way to describe it. And it's such an electrifying atmosphere kind of being in there. Looking through this card in particular, there's a few names I recognise from back in the day when I was going to events on a regular basis. And I kind of want to talk through the card because there's a lot of new names on here as well. So just so people can kind of be aware of what they can expect from the different clashes, it'd be really cool to kind of talk for a few ones. So obviously, starting off the card, Nobi versus Black T. What's the sort of general vibe going to be like with this one?
This is going to be a good one. Both new guys. Black Nobi from our first Process tournament. And Black T has come from another league called Art of Rap, who are about to make a comeback. So these two are, even though they're new, they've done a really good job. Their progression throughout the scene since they've been involved has been really good. So for these two to battle each other, I think it's one that people have been asking for a while, because Nobi's got a style that is really hyperactive and punch heavy, whereas Black T, his rounds are really structured and he angles a lot. So it'll be a good matchup. It's not the style clash that everybody assumes it is, because they're quite similar.
Hugely. So almost like kind of getting the same result by a slightly different means to an extent.
Yes.
Would be a good way of kind of looking. Okay, cool. Right, we've got a lot of these to get through, so we're going to try and get through as many as we can. Jokerstar versus Trouble next. Now, this is a matchup that I recognise. Two names that have been around for a hot minute. Obviously, Joker being a veteran in this kind of world. Trouble, again, has been around for a hot minute as well. Involved in a lot of different areas within this scene as well. Again, how did this one come together?
Well, Trouble has been looking for some more plates because, you know, he's being classed as the media guy at the minute. So he has to show people that, you know, he actually comes from battle rap. He was battle rap first. Before he picked up a camera, he was Trouble, the battle rapper, not Trubs from Wiretap. So we're trying to, like, get him back out there. by any means necessary, you know what I'm saying? And his last performance, even though it was really good, his opponent, Straps, wasn't really prepared, so it wasn't that much of a good battle for Trouble. So he actually needs a good back and forth. And we kind of believe that Joker Star also needs a redemption from his AJ Ra battle, because he choked quite a bit in that battle. So he's got to redeem himself from that. So they've both got, I wouldn't say something to prove, but they're both aiming for something that they didn't have from their last performances.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Again, it's an interesting one. The next one, again, two names that I am not particularly aware of. Again, excuse my out of the loopness with this one. I'm very much trying to get back into watching what's going on. This one, though, Messi 13 versus, is it Moak or M-O-A-K?
It's Moak.
Moak. Okay, cool. Talk to me about this one.
Now, this one is one that everybody wants to see. And this is one that everybody has been saying is potentially Battle of the Night. Okay. And that is simply because Messi, very bar heavy, very, I wouldn't say very political, but has that political aspect. Very, pro-black. Moak, the same. Very angle based, Messi more punch heavy, and performance is on point, very aggressive. Moak is now learning that aggression a little bit more because he's very new still.
Okay,
and
cool.
Even though he's learning that aggression a bit more, so it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with against Messi. But for those two to go against each other, it's a perfect matchup.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Again, from a kind of fan's perspective, it's going to be really interesting to kind of see the combination of, I suppose, there's a few very established names on this card, essentially. There's a few that have been around, been around the block a few times. I think the exciting thing about battle events a lot of the time is kind of seeing those newcomers to an extent kind of step into the fold and kind of say, this is the reason why I'm here. Like, I should be on this card. It makes sense a lot of the time. So next up on the list, Tech versus D Mizzy Mac. Talk to me about this one. How's it going to go down?
Oh God, I'm scared of this one. Because Tech has just come off a really good, he's on a good run at the minute, but also so is D-Mac. So this is one, basically, these are from two opposing crews. Tech is from Penn State, D-Mac is from Members. So and Members is a new crew that consists of D-Mac, Whispers, Funky D, Tally, and a few others, I think, but I'm not sure. But they're two different crews, so these are two from two different crews. They've been going back and forth online. There's been a little animosity and whatnot, so the tension is there. Okay. Which is what's going to make this an amazing battle.
I can imagine that. And again, when you're in the kind of room and you can kind of feel that bubbling up and you can kind of feel that, again, the best thing I can describe it as is being at like a cup final or something like that.
At a football game. For real. Like, it's like watching Arsenal in the FA Cup.
Okay, but moving on to the next one then, Scoop versus Crash. Now, we've had Scoop on the show quite recently. Obviously, he's been pursuing kind of numerous different avenues, becoming quite successful in a much more sort of poetic sort of spoken word stance. I've seen Crash's name floating around a fair amount as well. So what's the sort of general expectation on this one?
The expectation is for Crash to get bodied. I think everybody has got Crash losing.
Okay.
My thing is, no one can ever count anybody else out unless you know for absolute sure that they're rubbish. And that is not the case with Crash. Crash is one of those people who's had a lot of debatable battles and a few losses and a few wins, but his wins don't outweigh the losses and the debatables. So he's got a lot to prove in this battle. Whereas Scoop, not so much, because we all know what Scoop can do. It's just that, is Scoop going to level up on Crash? Or is Crash going to come and actually show what he can really do?
100%.
Do you know what I mean? So...
100%. It's going to be a good one. It's an exciting thing to look through again. Like, even talking through this now, I'm getting the kind of buzz of it, and I'm kind of thinking, I'm excited to be back inside the building, kind of excited to kind of be watching what's going on actually in person. Especially when we get to this next one on the list, which is obviously Whispers, who you mentioned earlier, up against Unanimous. Now, back in the day, I've seen many a Unanimous clash live. There are very few things that I've seen actually compare in a room. kind of, I want to say performance-wise, but vocally and kind of volume-wise. It's a crazy thing. Again, Whispers is one that I'm moderately new to. So, again, how's the general feeling looking towards this one? Because obviously Yunnan's just come off a very solid performance, I feel, on a previous card on No List Chat.
Yeah, and that one was against Crash.
Okay.
So, I mean, that battle, that is a Yunnan that we got Yunnan in rare form that day. Like, I mean, he went crazy in that room that day. However, Whispers is a whole different bag. Like, Whispers is our champion at the minute, the No Lose Chat champ. So this is basically his reward for being that good throughout the tournament. You get to battle this guy and he's a giant.
Yeah.
You got to come with everything you've got because you saw what happened in the last battle. Crash did really good, but the Yunnan we got that day would be hard for anybody to beat.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So 100%. So this Whispers Yunnan battle, it's going to be a hot one.
It's going to be
a fight because Whispers ain't nothing to play with.
Of course. I think this is the thing that I find so interesting about it as well. Kind of looking through the different eras. I mean, obviously the previous card that we saw was very much about era versus era. There was a lot of these kind of matchups between, I want to say, faces you may have seen on an old Don't Flop roster sort of in 2018, 2019. And obviously a lot of newer faces, not necessarily newcomers, but faces that if you'd watched then, you may not know now. Which is what makes it interesting. And I think this next matchup is one that definitely buys into that sort of theme as well. Not necessarily through battling either, but through obviously numerous sort of avenues of UK kind of music culture as well. Georgie Roots, obviously coming off the back of a very impressive run of performances across numerous leagues, up against Funky D, who I believe is stepping into the ring on a acapella format for the first time, as far as I'm aware. So again, how does something like this happen?
Well, it happens because Funky D was running his mouth on Twitter. that's the only way I can put it. Like, Funky D, he's a music artist anyways, and he does grime clashes and has been successful in that arena. So, I mean, why would he not come over to a cappella battle rap? But the difference is you've got to be good over here because we've seen what you do over there, but you haven't done anything over here. So he wanted an opponent that he was going to get a good battle off. Georgie stepped up. So this is how this battle has come about. And Funky was online, you know, talking the most. So Georgie's like, look, let me just quiet this guy down because this is ridiculous. I mean, everybody believes that Funky's going to die in that battle badly. However, you can't count him out because no one has heard him and no one knows what he does in this kind of setting.
Of course.
Even though it's new for him, he's into battle rap. He watches battle rap. So he knows what to do. He knows the format. He knows how to set up bars. He knows how to punch and angle and scheme and do all of that. So let's just see what happens, I guess.
100%,
I hope he does well. I really do hope he does well. But, you know, Georgie, that's a different animal right there. He's just coming back off of a really dope eye battle performance in New York as well. So he's on a high now that it's going to be hard to knock him off.
100%. I think as well, when you kind of I feel when you step into this kind of thing for the first time, if you're someone that is like very obviously following what's going on, if you're someone that kind of follows the culture of what battle rap is, if you're someone who has kind of experience in, I suppose, a format of kind of battling, whether it be clashing, whether it be sort of sound clashing, whether it be anything along those lines, you're always going to be more experienced to an extent than, say, someone who's trying out for the first time. So you are going in on a debut with a level of advantage, even though you're going up against someone who is like who is Georgie at the moment, who obviously I've reacted to Georgie battles on my channel. I've been following what Georgie's been doing for a hot minute, and it's sick to kind of watch the kind of trailblazing that's going on. So it does make it interesting. And again, this is the one that I'm assuming has caught a lot of people's eyes in the kind of promo campaign, because people are turning around going, okay, Funky D's finally stepping into this world. It's so interesting to look at. And then obviously we do have our headline event for the show. itself, Tally versus Rivers. Obviously, Tally has another very huge clash on the way a few weeks later. And yeah. Rivers, again, someone who I've seen battle numerous times, someone I always enjoy watching perform. At this point, approaching that sort of veteran status. What's the kind of feeling with this one? Because this is one that I feel makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, this one does make sense. And it's two guys that have got a mutual respect for each other. However, each one of them both believes that one can kill the other. So Tally thinks that he's going to kill Rivers. Rivers thinks he's going to kill Tally. I am not going to personally predict that because I can't do that. Because Tally's, you know, he's another owner of No Lose Chat. So I wouldn't like to say who's going to win and who's going to lose or who I think is going to win and lose. But that battle is going to be crazy. It's going to be very, very bar heavy, that one. It's going to be a listener. You know, when the crowd is reacting, but not too much because we actually really want to hear what they're saying.
Of course.
It's going to be one of those. Awesome. And both of them are battling like 2 weeks later on the Prem versus No Lose Chat card. So Tally's got Shotty on that card and Rivers has got Templar Surfer on that card. So they both got double work to do this month, you know what I'm saying? So let's see if they're both prepared, because that's going to be crazy one.
Yeah, it is. And again, it's when you kind of actually sit down and go through it and actually look at the kind of quality that is on show with this lineup, it's definitely looking like one of my favorite lineups of the year. Again, I'm so excited to actually go to the event in actually be in the building and kind of soak up the atmosphere. It's been so long since I've kind of been in that scenario, so I'm very excited to jump into that. Again, so if people aren't aware of where kind of how they can kind of get to the event and things like that, it's taking place at Brixton Jam, I believe.
Yep, Brixton Jam, 5th of February. Tickets are on sale at tickettailor.com/no lose chat. The link is literally everywhere. It's on our Twitter, on our Instagram. I think I posted it on TikTok yesterday. it's literally everywhere. You can follow us at No Lose Chat on everything. And all the information is there.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been great to kind of sit down and break down the card with you. Honestly, I've had such a good time. It's getting me excited for the event. I'm absolutely buzzing to go. Paris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you. It'll be good to see you on the 5th as well, man.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm very much looking forward to it. All right then, guys, keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We are live on Trickstyle Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu. Don't go anywhere.
This one, fresh out the oven. Trickstyle.